It's good to see you guys here today, and it was especially nice to have our fans here in attendance today. They're such a big part of what we do, and so the few that were making some noise there for us at the end in a two-minute drill, it was really cool to have them here. So any chance our team gets to connect with them, I really appreciate it. I also appreciate the way the young group is coming along. They're making strides. Yesterday, we weren't happy with the regard for the ball. Defense was really hawking it and going, and that came back today, and we had a big emphasis offensively. They certainly responded, and that oftentimes happens in practice, you know, where it's not, you know, going against another team, but going against yourself where you're really competing and going. So it's been an excellent day today. Tomorrow, we're going to put a wrap, okay, into the things that we really wanted to put in from an emphasis standpoint, especially with the younger players. You guys know there's 33 of the new guys, and we're trying like heck to get them turns, get them reps to see where they're at. And so this is the final exam for them in terms of their off season. And then we've spent a lot of time in their preparation for what's ahead coming up. So glad to open up to your questions. It's been an excellent two first days of camp, and especially fun to have the fans with us today.
Coach, at the end, it looked like you all were in the red zone, half speed, action. How'd that go for you?
At this time of year, we have to really make an emphasis where the offense gets the catch. But, man, can you get a lot of work done led from the emphasis, the fundamentals, the execution. You may not go and compete for the ball, so to speak, but to have a chance to really detail and execute the route out, put yourself in the right coverage at the time, you know that's been a big emphasis for us on both sides of the ball. So what we did today was a two-minute at the end of the game where we started, you know, the ball at like the 35, 38, you know, and you had to go all the way down. It was, you know, 14-8, you know, score, and you had to get a touchdown. So just another one of situations. We did that yesterday as well. And then tomorrow we're going to finish up with a really big, you know, just call it and move the ball in the red zone.
And how is Ben Kirk doing with that? Coach Knapp said, you know, the college quarterbacks got to learn how to call plays.
Yeah. He's made a lot of progress at that, and you can tell he's definitely put the work in from, you know, 1 month ago to today, and that's a lot of time calling the whole formation out, getting his guys together in the evenings, and that's one of the things that we hit each rookie on just this last Friday. Hey, here are two or three things that you need to work on, you know, over the next month heading into training camp. And oddly enough, it was for him, you know, going through scripts, calls, formations, plays, and having that, you know, mindset to know when the play starts getting called in, okay, I know the rest. And you can almost finish the sentence. And he has a good model of what that could look like from Schaub and Matt Ryan. So he knows he has work to do in that area, but he's made a lot of progress.
What can you say about the progress of Calvin Ridley in just 2 days? You're talking about that. And what are the two things he needs to work on?
Well, number one, the biggest part is like owning the whole part of the offense. We play him at one spot, and then in this camp we've played him at more than one spot. So in the first part of OTAs we left him as an outside receiver, and so then we wanted to explore what would he look like if we played him in the slot, and he certainly answered those challenges well. Yesterday on the first day we tried him in some return game. We wanted to see what that felt like and looked like. So for him, it's the versatility of playing both inside and outside, and really detailing, you know, the routes and all the concepts that come in. So he's got a big summer ahead of him. He'll spend a good bit of time with the quarterbacks and some of the other receivers over the summer in anticipation of a really good training camp. But I've been pleased with the progress that we've seen.
Matt Ryan just said that 12 of them are going to go down to Miami in July. I know you love when the guys
I do.
Together.
I think it can help because they know part of, like, our program is the competition and them looking after one another. So every player that, whether it's playing receiver or quarterback, all of them have an extra set of eyes. Hey, watch me on this route. Watch me work on this. So, like, it's a real technique time. And so the reason I like it so much, it's player-led. And it's not where the directions or the initiatives comes from the coaches, but from the players themselves. They're the ones inside the white lines. And so during the game, during practice, they're the ones that it's a hand signal, a look, a communication. Hey, let's tweak that route by a yard. And it's one of my favorite times for them to spend time together. So I'm looking forward to that, and I'll get a good report on it. But I'm glad that so many guys are getting connected.
As many reps due to injuries or other circumstances, and weren't able to kind of build that chemistry on the field, how they look in guys like Tack and Duke getting a chance now to try and take that big next step?
You're talking about like from last season and game reps? Sure. Well, one guy who I thought has thrown a hell of an offseason is Duke Riley. And he has gone for it all the way back well before the offseason program started, the work that he put in on his own in preparation just to get to this spot. I'd always admired his work ethic, but then he took his training from a technique side as a ball player to another level. And it's kind of a good breakthrough when somebody realizes there's a whole new space that you can go to become really good at something. And so for him, it was at linebacker, some really specific parts of his game that he wanted to address, and he's worked his ass off at that. And so there's a number of guys that I singled out to say, man, like, you have put the work in, and you now know it so well, you can teach it. And so when you get to that space, I think that's a good thing, and Duke certainly has been one. Tack has set himself up to be, you know, a really excellent pass rusher. He has toughness, he's got speed, and now from a technique standpoint, he really feels equipped to do it. So I love the attitude. He, you know, certainly fits in with the style and swagger that we want to play. And over the last, I don't know, 9 or 10 practices, I've been very encouraged by our defense, by the speed that they've playing with, by the communication, because that type of communication actually allows you to play faster. And so for men like, you know, True and Rock and Kiki and Deion Jones has been somebody that's just lit us up this offseason. Devondre Campbell, Grady Jarrett, their speed that they're playing with is what I'd hoped we would keep building towards. And they certainly are building a stronger connection on and off the field. And every time you have those kind of connections, you're a pretty hard group to deal with.
Do you have an injury update on McCoy? We saw him in practice yesterday.
Yes, no update you know, from him today. So he had a toe injury, but no update for you at this time. We held him out today.
Last question.
As it concerns I take Grady Jarrett, obviously he became more of a every down pass rusher, or excuse me, defensive tackle last year.
Right.
How did that change your both your scheme and your rotation, and what does it look like going into 2018?
Well, we had a sense that that would take place with him because he has such quickness. And the game actually has moved almost more towards a nickel game defensively. We played upwards of 70% of our snaps in a nickel package against, you know, three wide receivers. So that really suits him. He has really good traits for a 300-pound guy that he can beat you to the punch. And so get off at an inside position is really one of the attributes that make him so hard to block, because he's kind of coiled up, and then he's ready to go. And so we try to feature him on the move. And so sometimes he's at nose tackle, sometimes he's here, sometimes we move him. And oftentimes it's all those tackles for loss that he makes, which are disruptive. That's him also being on the move. So we had a sense that he had the traits to become that. Back in college, he played a little more square, and now he's really penetrating, and that's what makes him so hard to defend.
Steve,
I know you had one. Sorry.
Oh, just, you know, you got practice tomorrow morning. Do you start thinking now? Tomorrow's like the last day of school for these guys. And what is your message when they leave this campus on coming back in the right frame of mind, right shape, not letting it go? I mean, exactly. What do you think about that days out?
For the most part, I try to do the here and now, especially during a camp. That's the easy thing to put your mind somewhere else. But there's a lot to be gained tomorrow. And it's kind of the final exam for some players who we've done a number of installs, a number of trainings. So we're going to try and feature the guys in roles that we think possibly they could have. And so there'll definitely be more playing reps for some of the new players who we're still trying to gain information and find out and how to feature them in the best way. So that's our role as coaches, and one that I really like. And as far as the off season goes and the break between, you know, the end of this session and training camp, I would expect a very large amount of them to be really connected on whether it's a daily basis or at the, you know, smallest point, a weekly basis. We know each plan for every one of them, how that goes. So there's a lot of accountability that they have to one another. So they know how to push it, and they know that they're relying on one another. So I think when you're playing for something that's bigger than yourself, it makes you push it a little more, knowing that, like, my men are counting on me to be ready. And so I'm going to have the discipline I need. So it's a little bit different than everybody else. Summer's off as a ball player. That's like your winter, you know, before you get going. That's your time. But they know what's at stake, and I anticipate them really putting forth that. There'll be a number of guys that'll train here. We redid our weight room this spring. And so having a facility for those guys to come and train right here, that's pretty cool too. So it's a very remarkable group of guys that really embrace, you know, the work it takes. Anybody else? I'll take one more. For $20, no, I'm just saying.
We didn't get a chance to ask you about it yesterday, but what are you expecting from a trip to Iraq?
Well, number one, I'm expecting from my own side a ton of gratitude. I'm hopeful that I get to meet as many men and women service members as I can in a short amount of time, just to let them know, you know, how much not only I appreciate them, but our team does. And so for us to share, you know, some ideas and some stories from leadership, from teamwork, and just straight old, good old-fashioned, like, lock your jaw, hard work. And there's a number of, you know, servicemen and women there that I just want them to know that we're really thinking of them, and we wanted to make sure we saw them where they were at and let them know how important they are.